Ladies and gentlemen, every morning we wake up to another horrific picture coming from Gaza. Today we see the video of an Israeli tank ramming back and forth the corpse of a Palestinian civilian. Respected audience, I'm a consultant psychiatrist with long experience working with mental health professionals in Gaza. But I'm not here to talk to you about the unimaginable impact of genocide upon the mental health of Palestinians, or to romanticize the Palestinian sumud, our collective resilience. I'm here to warn of the imminent collapse of our sense of common humanity. As a Palestinian lacking citizenship and facing currently an unprecedented level of Israeli repression in both Jerusalem and the West Bank, I call upon your universal principles as human beings to help us to expose the heart-wrenching reality unfolding in Gaza, a place that is being scarred by one of the darkest chapters in history. The relentless atrocities committed hour by hour in Gaza are a stain on humanity's conscience, leaving an indelible mark on our capacity to relate to one another as human beings. Ladies and gentlemen, from day one of this war, Israeli politicians have spoken vengefully of flattening Gaza and deporting its residents. The Israeli Minister of Defense, Yoav Gallant, has described Gazans as animals, and the President of Israel, Isaac Herzog, has declared that all Gazans are complicit in the acts of October the 7th. These acts have been described as comparable to those of September the 11th, and Palestinian resistance fighters have been deemed comparable to ISIS, as if the events of October the 7th marked the beginning of our history. The events of October the 7th have been framed as if 8 decades of occupation and repression of Palestinians had never taken place, and as if there had not been 2 decades of imprisonment in Gaza, the largest contemporary concentration camp on earth. The Israeli Minister of Heritage, Amichai Eliyahu, has already remarked that dropping a nuclear weapon on Gaza is an option. Baseless lies describing the beheading of Israeli babies and fictions of mass rape were invented to incite the world against Gaza and to legitimize the slaughter of its civilians. Esteemed attendees, Israeli aerial bombardment has been ceaseless over the past 37 days of war. Through this, Gazan casualties in this single month have exceeded the total number of Ukrainian casualties since the beginning of the war in Ukraine. Women and children account for 70% of Palestinian casualties. Kindly let that fact sink in. This is not simply statistic, but a chilling testament to the intentional targeting of the most vulnerable. Medical staff, journalists, and civil defense forces are being targeted too. We behold people trying to rescue their family members from under the rubble with their bare hands, and learn of doctors performing surgeries without anesthesia, and premature babies dying in their neonatal units because oxygen is cut off in hospitals. But many people in Gaza use their mobile phones to communicate their suffering to the world. We cannot claim that we didn't know. Live broadcast coverage of these massacres spanning the entire past month forced the world to witness this horror, leaving no room for ambiguity about the identity of those responsible. What is even more shocking to any sense of conscience is the unwavering support these massacres receive from the major Western regimes, the USA, UK, France, Germany, and Italy. The blatant disregard for Palestinian life, which is expressed by their political and military leadership and in the mainstream Western media, contradicts the very values these nations claim to uphold. On the contrary, their disregard for the lives of Palestinians reveal the underlying racism and the colonial mentality of these Western regimes. The infamous siege of Sarajevo serves as a stark comparison. At that time, the world witnessed the bombing of the Markel market, leading to NATO's decisive action against the Serbian forces. In contrast, Israel's bombing of the Baptist hospital Al-Ahli, which resulted in the death of 500 civilians, met with Biden's hypocritical remarks to Netanyahu. It appears as though it was done by the other team, Biden said to Netanyahu. And Gaza is left to die in hunger, thirst, darkness, and lack of medical equipment. Since 1948, the actions of the State of Israel have consistently breached international law, shielded by unconditional support from the USA. Israel has considered itself immune to accountability. Yet these Western-supported crimes against Palestinians are not just a violation of the rule of law, but a betrayal of our shared humanity. The deliberate onslaught by the Israeli government and military, fueled by its distorted sense of exceptionalism and revenge, is not only flattening Gaza. With every falling building, I see the moral collapse of the international community. Dear comrades, as we know her, injured, aching, tearful, and feeling betrayed, Gaza will someday rise from the rubble and will look us in the eye. Perhaps she will ask us what role we played. Perhaps she will simply forgive us, as she has done many times before. The urgency today lies in reviving our dying humanity that has failed to preserve Gazan lives, foster compassion, and restore the values that define us as human beings. Let us rescue our humanity from the rubble of Gaza. Thank you very much.